I guess the biggest thing is that we're going to practice against Arizona this afternoon. We finished our walkthrough. They're wrapping up their walkthrough, and then this afternoon we're going to be on the fields working against each other. And for the first part of it, the Chiefs will be on one field, and the Cardinals will be on the other field while we're going through walkthrough, stretch, and individual. And then once we start the drills, basically the defenses will travel. So the Chiefs' offense will remain on the offensive field, which is the one near the stands. And then the Cardinal offense will be on the defensive field, which is the one furthest from the stands and closer to the trees. So we'll do our drills. We have 101s, we have 9-on-7, we have 7-on-7, we have a team drill, and then we have a two-minute drill, as well as two special teams drills, that will be involved in that we will be executing during the course of practice. So we'll do that, and we'll see how our guys look. They'll see how their guys look, and I think both teams will benefit as a result of it. So that's the biggest thing. The other thing is guys who may or may not participate on our part. And so when you look at Bannon, he's still a little tender, so he probably will not do anything. Hemingway is another one that is still tender. Ethan Johnson, he's getting better, but he's not doing anything. Flowers will test it, and if he feels good, he'll do something. If not, then he'll continue to rehab. He wants to be there. He tries it every day, and it's getting better, but it's not where he wants it to be yet. So he's up in the air. Everybody else should be okay, should be good to go. Even the guys who we all a little bit more concerned about from the question standpoint with their knees, they're going to get some reps as well. So we're in pretty good shape there. And then the only other thing that you might have an issue with or questions about is the depth chart for the game Friday night. I didn't even want to put a depth chart out, but they told me I had to. So I don't think you can write a whole lot into the depth chart, because we're still evaluating and looking at players. And what the depth chart is this week, chances are it'll be different next week. You know, you can't look at everybody at the same time, so you have to have an order that you look at them, and that's the order that it came out for this week. And so that's where we are, and so I will open it up.
Brandon was taking the reps in the walkthrough of his regular spot. But you threw Jahlil over to the other side in front of routes. I mean, can we talk about that? What do you see now of Jahlil on the other side of Brandon's bat?
Well, if Jahlil has some flexibility, he can help this team more. So the only way we can find out whether he has flexibility is to let him play both sides some. And so that's what we're doing.
Knowing the depth chart is always in flux, is he now your right corner or Brandon's your left?
I don't believe that they're that way on the depth chart, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay.
But being that depth chart from hour to hour could be in flux, if Brandon goes at left, is Jahlil your right now?
No.
Okay.
I think the depth chart still has Rob there.
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't know how much stock you read on the depth chart.
Well, like I said, I had to put one out, and I put one out that the guys I wanted to look at first, I put those guys first. The guys I wanted to look at second, I put those guys second, and so on down the line until we have a depth chart change. And when there's a depth chart change, I will pass it out, and so you'll see what it is.
You said that this practice against Arizona is just another practice, but you also said, hey, it's because it's against outside competition, it's a little bit elevated. You know, with that said, will you be encouraged if you guys get some things done on the practice field today, or will you be discouraged if you don't?
Yes. I mean, you know, you expect to go out there and execute and be efficient in your execution. If you're not efficient in your execution, then that will be cause for some concern. You know, and so hopefully we can go out and be efficient and look good on both sides of the ball and on special teams as well.
Are things do fairly standard, or do you have to get together and decide what you're going to do, or do you say this period we get to do Arizona's way of doing things, and this one's Kansas City's? How does that all work?
Well, since we have two fields going, the thing that we have to get together on is the logistics, the time, and we try to match up depth charts to a degree, all right? So one's on my depth chart versus one's on their depth chart and so forth. Then you have to determine the tempo. It's practice tempo, no tackling, you know, try to stay on your feet, not on the ground, those kind of things. The one-on-ones, are you going to press? Are you going to play off? Are you going to do both? Are you going to flip the drill so that one team can have its back to the camera and so that both teams can have backs to the camera? You know, so you do things like that with the talk to the other coach and try to iron those things out ahead of time.
Romeo, when it comes to evaluation, will the tapes from this practice be sort of lumped into the same category as the tapes from any practice, or because it's so unfamiliar, the guys will be in sort of different situations? Will this be viewed more important or separate from some of the others?
No, that's going to be lumped into the practice tape. You know, it's going to be whatever day it is. It's going to be Tuesday p.m. practice, and that's where it will be put into the deal, and when they want to go see it, that's where they will go.
Romeo, yesterday some of the players talked about the fact that when two different teams get together and they're chomping at the bit, the fights happen. Do you address that, the possibility of that with your team, and if so, how? What do you tell them?
Well, I told them that we don't want fights, first of all, because generally when fights occur, some negative things can occur, you know. The other thing is that it takes a little discipline sometimes to avoid fights, and we want to be a disciplined team, and I expect them to display that discipline.
Are you surprised you haven't seen that scuffle yet in practice, and is that a good thing that you have?
Well, some people would say it's a bad thing. But I think our guys are professional. You know, they know that they're going against their teammates, and I've told them that we don't need to hurt the teammate. You know, and now we're going against a different team, and I've told them we don't need to hurt those guys either. You know, so but you know, their adrenaline is going to be flowing. It's going to be elevated a little bit, but they are pro players, and they're being asked to perform as pro players. And when you look at the rule changes around the league, you know, they've gone from delivering killer shots to lowering their target and, you know, all of those kind of things. So they have to be able to adjust and adapt and be able to do that. So that's what I expect of them.
Is this something you want to pursue maybe next year or the year after as far as, you know, a different team coming to practice or any Chiefs going to another camp as well?
Well, potentially if it works out. If it works out like it did this year, you know, because Arizona played in the Hall of Fame. They didn't want to go all the way back home, and this was a good stopping point since they were playing the first game, you know, their second game, our first game right here. So it was an ideal situation. And so, you know, I think generally if you have a relationship with some teams and logistically if it's not too demanding to get something done, I think you can do it.
Be going on, will that be going on two fields? Or
correct.
Okay, so you just won't have it
in
one field?
No, we'll have it on. The only thing that will be on one field will be the special teams. And so that will be on one field. But the rest of the drills, they will be operating on two fields.
You talked about the depth chart a minute ago. You have Brady Quinn listed as the number two quarterback. Is that accurate with where those two guys stand right now?
He's the one I want to look at second.
You mentioned some would say the bad things about having those scuffles and fights. What did that say? What's the bad things that you say?
Well, the perception is that training camp, you're hot and bothered, and you're always fight at training camp, you know. And so some people will perceive not fighting as training camp as a bad thing, you know. That
country club camp, maybe?
Yeah, something like that, you know.
Interesting decision to make with how you're going to list Dwayne Bowe on the depth chart right now since he's not here. He's on your depth chart, but he's way at the bottom. Can you just talk about how and why you decided to list him when you did?
Well, he hasn't been here, so I put him at the bottom. I don't know what he can do. He hasn't shown me what he can do this year. So he's at the bottom.
You talk about tempo, but knowing when a different team comes in, tempo usually builds up a little bit. Do you have to set that maybe a little bit lower to start, knowing that it's going to escalate a little bit more, or is that something you just kind of watch as practice goes?
You just kind of watch as it goes.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.